Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to Faith Foundations, a new summer feature on family life. Every Monday, we will look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord. Today, we sit down with Dustin Jizmichin of Summit Ministries in Colorado. Can you fill our listeners in on what the meta-narrative is in the biblical sense?
The meta-narrative, really just by definition, is kind of an overarching story that gives us meaning and purpose. So meta-narratives can branch off into other worldviews and other ways of thinking, but the biblical meta-narrative is looking at the Bible as an overarching story that helps me develop my meaning and purpose. So things we've talked about, but how do we see it in the whole landscape of the Scriptures, not just a fragmented Bible story, so to speak?
And how do we view it in that sense? As you mentioned, I like how you phrase it, as more of a collaborative story.
I think fundamentally, when people talk about the biblical meta-narrative, they kind of break it down into, you probably heard this phrase, creation, fall, redemption, consummation, just as this overarching story that's been threaded throughout Scripture. Usually when I talk about it, I actually also include Israel as a fundamental part of that story, because in Israel, we find much of who God has called his people to be, culminating in the person of Jesus, and then moved into the church after Christ's resurrection. So the meta-narrative just flows from the beginning of Genesis 1 and moves all the way to the end of the book of Revelation, seeing different themes and threads woven throughout the Scriptures of who God is, and then also who we are to be and our responsibility within the world.
Why is the biblical meta-narrative so important to Christians?
It helps us understand, I think, fundamental questions about life. Why am I here? What's my purpose? I think many times in America, we get ahead of ourselves. We ask the questions, what can I do, without actually pulling back and asking the question, what am I for? If we know what we are for, then that informs the questions of what I am to do. And the biblical meta-narrative helps us actually understand what we are for as humans and the story that we have been placed in, because the Bible is really narrating and claiming to be the true story for all people for all time. I mean, Genesis 1:1 is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It is not a cultural or time-space construct. This is a statement that, if true, it's true for all people for all time. And if that's true, then it informs all the other questions that we're getting at, the Bible does. And so that's, I think, the importance of seeing it that way.
So much of what we're seeing going on in the world can relate to a lot of biblical themes, and one of those is identity, our identity. What can we take away from the image of God and who we were created by and whose we are from this perspective of the meta-narrative?
When I teach on identity with our students at Summit, I look at how theologians have talked about what it means to be made in God's image, and not going into the depths of what others have said. But the one I lean into is, I think the best understanding is, to be made in God's image is to be a functional representative of God, not fully taking on characteristics of God, though there are elements of that, but representing. And the way I tell the story is, imagine, Brandon, if you were king of England or something like that, and you wanted to conquer France, and you conquered France and took over, and you're like, I don't really want to stay here, but I want to rule over these people. What you're going to do is, you are going to instill somebody to represent your rule and reign to the French people. And in many ways, God putting humans on the earth is this functional representation, a viceroy or a steward, to represent who our God and King is by how we actually rule and reign. The fall obviously corrupted that deeply, but the understanding of it was, we were actually going to functionally represent God in the world.
In the sense of time, if there's maybe another takeaway or two that you think are really important for Christians to hear on the meta-narrative, what would it be?
Yeah, one of the things that we've got to be careful of when it comes to the Scriptures is, it's just the idea of seeing it only as bits and pieces, nuggets of information, or almost treating it like a book of Proverbs or maybe an Aesop's fable. Instead of seeing it as a whole story, we reduce it to individual stories or individual verses or individual chapters. Well, that's not bad. If it doesn't have the foundational piece, we're missing so much of what God is trying to weave through those stories, the depth that is much richer. A good example of this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I had only watched 5 movies going up into the last 2, where the whole story comes to a head. while I understood what had happened, I didn't understand the full nature because there was characters I didn't understand. There were stories and plot lines that I had to do my best to fill in the gap. Whereas if you had seen all of it, culminating in the end, all of it makes so much more sense because you're actually engrossed in the entirety of the story, not just fragmenting verses and sections and ignoring different parts of the Bible. When we do that, we run the risk of we become the authority of the scriptures rather than the scriptures themselves. When we pick and choose what we think is and is important, we become the ones that are actually saying what it is instead of our Father who gave us the entirety of the Bible to be learned and to understand his nature and his purposes for the world.
That's Dustin Jizmichin of Summit Ministries in Colorado, our guest today on Faith Foundations, which airs every Monday over the summer as we look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord.